Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin is out. President Trump announced his firing tonight on Twitter, and he is nominating the White House physician to replace Shulkin. Quill Lawrence covers Veterans Affairs for NPR, and he joins us now to talk about this latest shakeup. Hey, Quill.
Hello, Elsa.
So can you just first remind us, how long has Shulkin been at the VA? And tell us a little bit about what he's done there.
Sure. So Dr. Shulkin was a holdover from the Obama administration, and he was brought in to help clean up problems at the VA, and he led the Veterans Health Administration for 2 years. So he was really up to speed on all of the inner workings of healthcare at VA. Before that, he had managed large healthcare companies. He was really considered a technocrat, not ideological. Despite all that, he worked very well with the Trump administration, and Trump seemed to be very happy with him. He even once joked that he was never going to have to use his reality TV slogan on Dr. Shulkin. He would never have to say, "You're fired."
We'll never have to use those words on our David. We will never use those words on you, that's for sure.
Well, obviously, he did use those words. And part of the reason for that may have been a scandal involving the misuse of VA funds. Can you just walk us through the details of that?
Right. So last year, Dr. Shulkin took what was an official trip to Europe. He combined two official trips and then did a bunch of tourism in between. And he brought his wife along on the trip. Now, that was all later deemed by an ethics investigation to be improper, and he paid back the money for this. So it's not a humongous scandal in dollar terms compared to others in the Trump administration. To a veteran living on a disability check, it was still pretty galling. He paid the money back, as I said. There was some criticism in Congress about how he handled that. Not that many in Congress, very few calling for his resignation, and a steady stream of statements of support from Republicans, Democrats, and veterans service organizations.
But that was nowhere near the end of the story for Shulkin at that point, right?
Exactly. There was a lot of other much stranger stuff going on. And this is one of those weird instances where the wacky conspiracy theory was actually put in writing in an email between a couple of political appointees within the Trump administration who thought that Shulkin was resisting greater privatization of VA healthcare. They wanted him to go faster with that. And in this leaked email, they openly discussed using that ethics investigation to push Shulkin and his deputy out. And that set off this very weird situation where since about mid-February, no one was really sure who was in charge at the VA. The public affairs messaging clearly wasn't under Shulkin's control. And as late as this afternoon, people on the Hill and veterans organizations seemed to have no idea this was coming.
Huh. Well, now with his sudden departure, what kind of shape does that leave the incoming VA secretary, White House physician Ronny Jackson?
Right. Admiral Jackson is going to have to get up to speed. He's, by all accounts, a great physician and a veteran who served honorably, a combat doctor. But understanding the VA healthcare system is a totally different kettle of fish. The reactions from people in Congress this evening have been to thank Dr. Shulkin for a job well done and say they look forward to meeting Admiral Jackson, but it doesn't look like they know a whole lot about him. Shulkin was confirmed unanimously by the Senate. In this case, we're going to have to see if some members of Congress consider his ouster a victory for privatization, which most of them oppose. They might try to make the confirmation hearing of Admiral Jackson some sort of a referendum on privatization, and that could get very interesting.
Okay, that's NPR's Quill Lawrence. Thank you, Quill.
Thanks, Elsa.